Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital has apologised to a man whose leg had to be amputated after he went into hospital for an angiogram. A Donegal County Councillor has requested the local authority launch an investigation into what he claims is the operation of unregulated waste disposal services in the county. A Donegal election candidate is warning the government that a support package needs to be put in place to safeguard the fishing and farming sectors in the face of Brexit. And there are further calls for ambulance cover to be prioritised for North Inishowen. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. But first the news. A long extension to Brexit is being considered. The government says it's better than no deal, but there's concerns behind the scenes about whether it will achieve anything. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Theresa May has now accepted she won't get a deal done by next Friday's deadline. The Prime Minister wants an extension until June 30th. The EU Council President Donald Tusk wants longer, until March 2020. The Taoiseach and Taoiseach are open to that, subject to some conditions.
But I'm increasingly conscious that these rolling extensions are giving rise to uncertainty. You know, people need to plan their lives.
An extension of time is far preferable to a crash-out Brexit, but we would like to see a detailed plan to go with that.
Government officials are also worried about Brexit fatigue in Europe and with the public if there's a long extension. It would also mean, of course, that the UK would have to run candidates in the European elections. But a year's delay would avoid these rolling cliff edges and stop the scenario we've had in the last few months, where the Brexit bus has been careering towards crashing out without anyone grabbing the wheel. The government's hopeful of progress in the UK over the weekend, and this will all be decided at next week's European Council meeting in Brussels. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Meanwhile, a local Donegal election candidate is warning the government that a support package needs to be put in place to safeguard the fishing and farming sectors in the face of Brexit. Eamonn McGuinness says Brexit has already had a major impact on the fishing sector in Killybegs, as many boat owners had already caught their entire quota before the March deadline in order to avoid any potential negative consequence from a no-deal Brexit. She says that's now having a knock-on effect on the processing sector and employment in the town. Ms McGuinness says with continued uncertainty in the marine sector, there must be an official response.
I was in the cold storage in some of the factories during the week, and they're all completely full, finding it very hard for space for all the stocks that they have. Up to 50 million of stocks now in cold storage in Ireland, England and France. They had to do that. They didn't know what scenario we were going to be left with and if they were going to be able to finish and catch their quota. Approximately 66% of our quota is caught in UK and Scottish waters, so they took this as it had to be done because the uncertainty of what may happen, would they be allowed catches? But now you're left with cold storages full. It also has the added on effect of the duration of employment for the people working in the fish factories and also the services that service the sector in Killybegs. It also will be cut short. Our government should put a package in place to underpin and safeguard the marine sector and also the farming sector. And they're not actually saying enough of what they intend to do, what will happen if we're not allowed fish in these waters, you know.
Michael Creed has made a start on the issue with regards to farmers. There are discussions with the EU Commission with regards to a package for the sector. There are loans available at present, but obviously the farm organisations are seeking more. But, I mean, there doesn't seem to be a start when it comes to the fishing sector. And that, is worrying.
There's actually been no mention of it at all. And yes, Michael Creed has mentioned about loans for farming. What farmer needs a loan at this minute? We need set in place concrete what is going to happen and how they are going to help farmers through this. And as you say, the fishing sector has been absolutely no mention of them whatsoever.
The International Council for Exploration of the Sea has confirmed that its advice on fish stocks has been inaccurate over recent years. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says as a result of these inaccuracies, quota cuts imposed on the Irish fleet in recent years were unjustified, costing the marine sector millions of euro. Deputy Gallagher says it's now clear that when ICES was advising a 68% quota cut last year, the figures produced by the fishermen themselves were in fact accurate. He says Minister Mike Creed and the Commission must now respond.
I was sceptical at that time, having spoken with many of the fishermen who told me that on their radars they could see very clearly that there was an abundance of fish there. ICES, the International Council for the Exploration of the Sea, have now confirmed after further research that there are substantial quantities there. Now, it would be normal for them to say we wait until next year, but I believe that there's such stocks out there that they should review this and increase this year's quotas. So I will be raising this with the Minister and with the Commission in the next week. I think there's an onus on the Commission to increase the quota for this year.
A jury in the Birmingham pub bombing inquest has found a botched IRA warning call led to 21 deaths. More than 200 people were injured in the two blasts in the city centre in 1974. Nobody has ever successfully been brought to justice, and relatives of the victims are demanding new criminal investigations. Dave Thompson, Chief Constable of West Midlands Police, spoke after today's findings.
As regards our inquiry, clearly that's where the proceedings now move to. Clearly, I would say the West Midlands Police investigation is an active investigation in terms of what we do. And if we are able to bring people to justice for the terrible events in 1974, that's what we'll do.
Letterkenny University Hospital has apologised in the High Court to a man whose leg had to be amputated after he went into hospital for an angiogram. In the letter to 77-year-old Hugh McElroy, a retired construction worker from Burton Port, the hospital's general manager said the care afforded to him in 2014 and 2015 was not to a standard which they would have hoped or expected. Greg Hughes has more.
In the letter, Sean Murphy apologised unreservedly for the quality of care Mr McElroy received and acknowledged the devastating impact this had on his life. According to RTE News, Mr McElroy entered Letterkenny University Hospital in September 2014 for an angiogram. He developed a blood clot at the site where the angiogram had been inserted and was readmitted to the hospital where his condition is said to have worsened. He and his family claimed he did not receive proper medical attention and was not treated appropriately. He was transferred to University Hospital Galway on 14th of October 2014, where he was said to be in a poor condition and had to undergo surgery. After undergoing further surgeries and treatment, a decision was made in September 2015 to amputate his leg. Details of the settlement made with Mr McElroy were not revealed in court.
A Donegal County councillor has requested the local authority launch an investigation into what has been claimed are unregulated waste disposal services operating in Donegal. Councillor Adrian Glacken believes rogue services could be resulting in vast illegal dumping across the county. It's understood services are being advertised locally online, which only provide a telephone number, leading to suspicions that they are rogue services. Councillor Glacken says it's possible that the waste being collected is not being disposed of correctly, leading to incidents of illegal dumping and fly tipping. He says Donegal County Council needs to crack down urgently on illegal dumping.
A number of people contacted me to report dumping in various locations, and a recurring theme was the type of waste which is being dumped, such as mattresses, fridges, freezers, even things such as TVs in large quantities. You know, people are saying that this isn't simply someone throwing a few bags of rubbish in the back of the car, but most likely taken in vans. And it's also raised that there are various advertisements online for waste disposal on pages such as various bring and buy pages. These ads give limited information, such as maybe just a phone number and the promise of dumping waste cheaper than the regular waste disposal. So there's a distinct possibility that hard-pressed families are employing these unregulated waste disposal services who are dumping it in the rural countryside unbeknown to the people who have paid them to do so.
Now, in terms of what you want the council to do, would it be like a thorough investigation to see whether or not these unregulated waste collectors can be brought to justice, as it were?
That's exactly it. I'm calling the council to do more with regards these unregulated services. Illegal dumping is becoming a huge issue nationwide. You know, the amount of communication I've received from people since raising this, we need to target people advertising waste disposal, and if found to be dumping waste illegally, they need to be punished accordingly. This is something that needs to be acted as a deterrent. You know, the council obviously has powers there to go in to waste and see if there's addresses or whatever. Like, this is the case here too, where maybe they can look online and see who these people are advertising the waste. And, you know, again, if it's targeted something, again, if it's brought to an end, it's going to help alleviate the problem long term.
There are further calls to prioritise Northern Isshon with adequate ambulance cover following yesterday's news that a daytime base is to be established in Buncrana. Stark figures revealed earlier this year showed that between 2016 and 2018, 54% of those who had to wait for over an hour for an ambulance were located north of the peninsula. Councillor Martin McDermott says the second base is a major step forward for Inishowen, but it must be used in a manner which serves the entire peninsula. He says Northern Isshon simply cannot be compromised in an emergency situation.
It's not about anything else, it's about saving lives, and everybody worked together to get to where we are today. And hopefully, as I say, that I'm absolutely delighted today that we have that extra crew in Inishowen. But it's very, very important now that we only have the crew that's going to be starting in June time, that it's used in a manner that suits best for Inishowen, that makes Inishowen a more safer place to call it an ambulance. And that's what this is all about.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrivals of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 13 minutes past five and time's the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with football, and for the first time in this season's Premier Division, Finn Harps host neighbours and rivals Derry City in the Northwest Derby at Finn Park. Harps, who sit bottom of the table, will go into the game still seeking a first league win. Derry are fourth, 9 points ahead of Harps in the standings. Former Finn Harps player and manager Anthony Gorman feels the Ballybuffet side can match Derry and get a result tonight.
In the Derby, it's all about on the night and who wants it the most. And obviously, the squad's ability and the players' ability comes into play as well. Because you look at the results over the years, and Finn Harps have only managed to muster up 3 league victories over Derry since they went back into senior football in 1985. But, you know, they're very feisty affairs. And, the start that Derry City have had this year, it's been a good start under new management. Van Harp's start's been frustrating, it's been difficult, but it's a game tonight where I think Harps, they shouldn't need any motivation, but if they're mentally ready for the challenge that lies ahead of them, I believe that they can get something out of the game.
There's more from Anthony Gorman in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And of course, there'll be live coverage from tonight's match here on Highland. Full match commentary with Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle as from the 7:40 start time. Elsewhere in the Premier Division, Shamrock Rovers are taking on Cork City tonight. The Premier Division leaders making the trip to Turner's Cross. Reigning champions Dundalk go to Richmond Park to face St Pat's, and UCD will play Waterford at the Belfield Bowl. The weekend's Irish Premiership action starts tonight as well. Linfield, the leaders, go to second place Ballymena United in a top of the table clash. Newry City play Ards in the other tie. Institute featured tomorrow at home against Warm Point Town, and Coleraine go to Cliftonville. Cross Channel, the Premier League lead, could change hands for a fourth time in 6 days tonight. Liverpool travel to Southampton this evening for an 8 p.m. kickoff, knowing a win will send them back above Manchester City at the top of the table. Jurgen Klopp's side are unbeaten in their last 13 matches in all competitions and should have defender Virgil van Dijk fit to face his former side. Well, it is a big weekend on the local soccer scene. Glengad United are just one game away from reaching the FAI Junior Cup final, but they face a club on Sunday that went all the way to lift the trophy in 2014. Tipperary St Michael's have home advantage and go into the last four game as favourites. The Inishowen champions will not shy away from the task at hand and have a fully fit squad to play with. Glengad manager Shane Byrne says they can cause them problems.
Their strength, they're a very, very strong physical team that, you know, from set pieces will be very, very dangerous. They have 3-4 players that are excellent headers of the ball. I watched the Evergreen game where Evergreen probably in a way played into their hands because they knocked long balls and Paul Breen just won everything that came under the box. We're not a long ball team. We like to keep the ball on the ground. We like to move it as quick as we can. And I think that'll suit us. It'll not suit them that well. But, you know, looking at the two teams, for our strength, their weakness, and their strength really is our weakness that way too. So, you know, you need a bit of luck, and you need a wee decision going your way or whatever in games like Ossian as well, you know.
In the Ulster Senior League, there's just one game on Sunday. Cockhill Celtic, the defending champions, can move 3 points clear of Letterkenny Rovers with victory at home to Fannad United. And there's an action-packed programme in the Donegal and Inishowen Junior Leagues as well, with a lot of decisive action to be played, included amongst the ties is Bunnygee United away to Gweedore Celtic on Sunday in Division 1 in Donegal, and a win or a draw there for Bunnygee and they will be champions. There is other sides across the various divisions all fighting it out for promotion and relegation as well. And there's a host of underage action taking place on Saturday and Sunday too, involving Donegal sides. Most notably, the Women's National Under 17 League gets up and running for Donegal tomorrow, and they've got a tough tie to start things off. They're playing the defending champions is Shelburne, while Letterkenny Rovers under 16 side are in the National Cup semi-final on Sunday. They're off to Galway to play Salthill Devon. In Gaelic games, there's an action-packed programme in the first full weekend of the Donegal All-County League, with games across four divisions. All the focus will be in Towny on Sunday, as Patrick McBurtie is set to make his return from a knee injury which kept him out of action last summer. They host Michael Murphy and his Glenn Swilly company this coming weekend. Among the other games in Division 1, promoted McCools go to St. Unions. St. Michael's and Clohanaly meet in a derby as Milford travel to Bundoran. The Gweedore Eve Connell game has been called off. The Ulster Under 16 Buncrana Cup sees two games to be played tomorrow, Saturday. Involved here is Donegal. They take on Cavan in Ballybuffet. Starts at 2 o'clock, and the significance from this game is if Donegal win or draw, it will secure a place in another Under 16 Buncrana Cup final. While the Donegal ladies head for Corrifan on Sunday to face Galway in their final divisional game of the National Football League, Maxi Curran's girls have already secured a place in the semi finals, but the final round of games will determine the pairings in the last four. Donegal are top in score difference and will face either Galway, Dublin or Cork in the semis. In rugby this evening, Ulster go to Pro 14 Conference A tabletoppers Glasgow, knowing that a win would see them move a step closer to a place in the quarterfinals of the competition. Now, should Ulster win tonight, Munster know they could return to the top of their conference with victory over the Cardiff Blues. Our feature game tomorrow on the rugby front is City of Derry against Bruff. Alec McDonald will be watching the action from the All-Ireland League Division 2C. Omagh are also playing tomorrow. They're making the trip to Dublin to take on Malahide. In racing, Willie Mullins and Ruby Walsh have teamed up to win today's big race on day two of the Aintree Festival. Their 2-1 favourite Min was an emphatic winner of the JLT Melling Chase. On the golf front, Graham McDowell is three off the lead midway through his second round at the Texas Open on the PGA Tour. He's 5-under par, with Jordan Vegan out in front at 8-under. Seamus Power is 3-under, teeing off later this evening, while Padraig Harrington is level after 8 holes. In rallying this weekend is the Maiden City Club Stages Rally, which has been based around Strabane on the roads in the Donnymana area. Competitors will see a total of 6 stages tomorrow, with the service based in Strabane's Canal Street area. Derek McGarty and Donegal's Paddy Robinson and a Fiesta WRC are the top seeds. Also among the seeds are the likes of Callum Devine and a Fiesta R5, Manus Kelly and a Hyundai i20, and the top two-wheel drive seeds are Donegal men Kevin Eves and Chris Melly in their Toyota Corolla. Finally, in snooker, there's 5 matches in the Donegal Championship later on this evening. Among them is defending champion John Connors, who takes on Kieran Gallen. Just a final reminder as well, Finn Harps against Derry City, the big Northwest Derby. The biggest game of the year so far for Finn Harps and Derry will take place tonight in Ballybuffet, and there's full live match commentary from 7:40 p.m. with Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle. Hopefully, it's going to be a good one. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And for weather now, mainly dry tonight with isolated showers, though there is a risk of more persistent rain affecting southern parts for a time. The rain will die out towards dawn with lowest temperatures of 3 to 6 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a local Donegal election candidate is warning the government that a support package needs to be put in place to safeguard the fishing and farming sectors in the face of Brexit. Eamonn McGuinness says Brexit has already had a major impact on the fishing sector in Killybegs, as many boat owners had already caught their entire quota before the March deadline in order to avoid any potential negative consequence from a no-deal Brexit. Meanwhile, the International Council for Exploration of the Sea has confirmed that its advice on fish stocks has been inaccurate over recent years. Donegal Deputy Pat de Cope Gallagher says as a result of these inaccuracies, quota cuts imposed on the Irish fleet in recent years were unjustified, costing the marine sector millions of euros. Letterkenny University Hospital has apologised in the High Court to a man whose leg had to be amputated after he went into hospital for an angiogram. In the letter to 77-year-old Hugh McElroy, a retired construction worker from Burton Port, the hospital's general manager said the care afforded to him in 2014 and 2015 was not to a standard which they would have hoped or expected. And a Donegal County Councillor has requested the local authority launch an investigation into what he claims is the operation of unregulated waste disposal services in the county. Councillor Adrian Glacken believes rogue services could be resulting in vast illegal dumping across the county. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. Good evening.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferrisher and Sean the Priest Skelty. Jerry Ratchis, the Kojanara Statch, the Gelter to Sean Kane, a renew in ye, Tasha Fear Hawak to Godogti Fragre, Erin Kesht, Erin Chorus, Lena Wanitor, Skolana, Land Gilliga, Go Lifra. I say a torch fin hours a doyle, Dirge Kane Goro, Kesht and Elif, Erin Yelegehus, a mass and mask and fobble, Ahara, the Corri Vime, the Stratish of Fihibli and Don Gilliga, August of Rishan. Guru Dulgus on and Kesht a flay Lahonadiha and Narunya Ejahish. Cario Jontus, the Fobble Askara, Lakur Erkomus Aku, Achoyu a Yenu a Humor, son Anad Dan Offiga Planala Changa. Top Hobble Askara, Igor, La Hoffiga Planala Changa, and Lemister Planala Changa, a fine you, Mark Canagriacta, Eric Clahanili. August to roll tower to aku a process plan la changa August farbert na changa and canter bunny you cost you ur the hodge glor nigel ejer in the misa shy heart vi oskon fiha denya ilahar a crenu e garandoni August teu cost you the shesher on being kid crenu ella on erajahu lad the me ebron eglahania shart a club cha and common luchla scale carandoni coarja has ladalti na hegibliana as pobble skull gidor a fur duish nuali octa August maragi octa a crave nation to the clar na golakti to hodge umara ud comortus udra the Gaeltachta Lahai and Falshahan number ninjas. Bay session tradition to Kyol on Erekatru La Jeg Dan Visha Ejere 3 August a Kuigu Clug Tronona August a Falshah River Kach August a Shin Agriha Gael Letcher Kennan La Takiarta O Leonra Letcher Kennan. August Bay Shuloj Bliantul on Ericade La Jeg de Mi Valtanya Ellen Aaron Wart Don Kush Cha Pieta Ta Claru Erlina Erin Sieve Darkness into Light Bunk IE Augusta Boyadi con Dinia Omper Gianellan Agriha Don La Augusta Tatlio Olus Egg Darkness into Light Bunk IE Shemachodsha Eligulier Slan August Bannocked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 5th of April. The death has occurred of R.J. Cutterson, 14, Listymore Park, Castle Derg, and formerly of Drumquin. R.J.'s remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 20 past 11 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay, with interment afterwards in St. Patrick's Churchyard, Castle Derg. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Marie Curie Cancer care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Mary Florence McHugh, Drumard, Frosses, County Donegal. Removal from Donegal Community Hospital, Donegal Town, this evening at 6 o'clock, going to her late residence. Reposing there this evening from 8 until 10, and again tomorrow from 11 until 10. Removal from her residence on Sunday morning to the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Frosses, for 10 o'clock funeral mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Community Hospital, Donegal Town, care of Gallagher Funeral Directors or any family member. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Margaret Daisy Callan, 24, Oak Park Convoy. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Beatrice's residence at 14 Ardmullen Convoy. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock for funeral service in the Free Presbyterian Church Convoy at 1:30, with burial afterwards in Lower Dunmore Church of Ireland graveyard. House private, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Charlie Kelly, 33, Meadow Hill, Kiltoy, Letterkenny, and formerly of Buncrana. Charlie's remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there at 9:30 on Sunday morning for 11 o'clock Mass in St Mary's Church, Cockhill, Buncrana, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.